Well, let's talk global shipping. It is a mess. It has been for months. Whether you're waiting for a new mountain bike or some clothes or timber for a house frame, if you can find what you want, don't hold your breath waiting for delivery in most cases. Many goods are getting harder to find and more expensive. It's part of the reason Australian home building prices are going through the roof, for example. But brace yourself, because with containers piling up at the world's ports, experts are warning it could be about to get worse, and just in time for Christmas. David Lipson explains.
Remember the Ever Given?
A giant container ship ran aground in the Suez Canal after losing power.
It's now 7 months since the mega container was refloated and the Suez blockage cleared. But a crisis in global shipping remains.
It's crazy times.
In fact, according to Paul Zallai, the director of the Freight and Trade Alliance, the problem is worse than ever.
In the US at the moment, off the West Coast, we've got about 70 container vessels just waiting to get into port. And similarly, off China, we've got 100 container vessels.
Through the pandemic, cashed up, locked down consumers have been click and collecting on a global scale. And now pent up demand has been let loose. At the same time, COVID outbreaks and restrictions at ports have choked supply lines, and major shortages of truckies in Europe and the US are adding to dockside pile-ups. It's a global traffic jam pushing shipping costs through the roof.
A sea freight container out of, say, Shanghai to the east coast of Australia was probably costing about $2,000. At the moment, that sort of sits at about $8,500 or thereabouts. From Shanghai to the US, there's costs there of up to about $18,000.
It's impacting almost everything you can think of.
Prices have increased considerably.
Craig Forsyth runs a small building company in Melbourne. It's not just timber shortages inflating his costs by 30% or more. It's everything else, from the kitchen sink to bathroom tiles.
Yeah, definitely. I'm waiting on tiles at the moment, which is coming from Europe. They just keep getting delayed. So it's definitely pushing out timeframes and builds.
And with Christmas around the corner, the impact could be much broader.
There could be shortages around, anything from, potentially Christmas decorations through to white goods, through to anything with a microchip.
Dominic Lamb is CEO of the National Retail Association.
For many of our retailers, they placed orders for stock, particularly Christmas stock, well over 12 months ago. Unfortunately, large orders are still waiting to be shipped.
It's hitting exporters too.
Freight charges are increasing by the day.
Victor de Bortoli is Executive Director of de Bortoli Wines, which is getting crunched on both import and export.
So there's shortages of componentry, for example, barrels, which are quite important for the winemaking process. But then it's trying to get that product out again and trying to meet the bookings that your customers want to meet deadlines that they have.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime event for most of our members.
David Buchanan is Chief Executive of the Australian Steel Association. He says the crisis is contributing to soaring steel prices, impacting businesses large and small, and there's no end in sight.
We're not expecting to see this change in the short term at all, and in fact it'll certainly be into 2022 before we see any significant improvements.
Moody's Financial Services this week warned of dark clouds ahead, with supply chain disruptions getting worse before they get better.
Today we have some good news.
US President Joe Biden today announced a deal for LA ports to run 24/7.
This is a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain.
Closer to home, the consumer watchdog is investigating alleged anti-competitive behaviour by shipping lines and port operators. And the federal government's been meeting with industry groups who are calling for competition law reform, an extension of the air freight subsidy to shipping, and an independent review. Unless something changes, Paul Zallai says efforts to secure free trade deals could be hoodwinked by a much more fundamental problem.
While trade liberalisation measures such as free trade agreements are great and we encourage it, they're going to count for little if we can't physically get freight on vessels.
Paul Zallai from the Freight and Trade Alliance. David Lipson with that report.